It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Secretary of State Ruth Johnson is pushing for a citizenship verification box on the November ballot. She says she's concerned that there is an estimated 4,000 non-citizens registered to vote in Michigan. But now a lawsuit has been brought to block the question from the ballot, and some county clerks are refusing to put the citizenship question to voters. We're joined now by Susan Demas, political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Bill Ballinger, editor of Inside Michigan Politics. Bill, help us understand how the checkbox works. Voters are not required to check the box. It's entirely voluntary. So what's the argument for having it?
I guess just the idea that it's kind of like one of those scarecrows out in the cornfield. It's there. You can either be afraid of it or not.
So it's more of a scare tactic as you see it?
Well, when I say scare tactic, I'm using the metaphor of a scarecrow. But the idea is, if you have reason to believe that you're going to be tripped up as a non-citizen or fraudulent registrant trying to vote, maybe you'll turn around on your heel and leave the voting precinct.
Susan, who's behind the lawsuit that's been brought to block the question from the ballot, and what are they looking for?
There's a coalition of progressive groups. The ACLU have all expressed opposition. Obviously, this isn't going to be through the court system before the November election. So what we're left with is this patchwork system where you have some county clerks that are just not going to follow what Secretary of State Ruth Johnson wants. And so you're not going to have uniformity.
The people who've brought the lawsuit say that Ruth Johnson is stepping beyond the boundaries of her authority as Secretary of State. When we look at it legally, does it seem like this is a little beyond what she should be doing?
It's interesting, the Director of Elections, Chris Thomas, who, you know, has decades of experience, he says that the history of this issue is that they just picked a random scanning question, you know, to make sure that people understood their ballots, and that's what they settled on. So he said this actually has a pretty uncontroversial history. The Secretary of State herself, Ruth Johnson, I think, you know, has made it more controversial with some of her statements. She, this week, came out with a report where she's now claiming that there are 4,000 non-citizens who are voting in the state, you know, which, that's a really big number, and I haven't seen numbers like that in other states.
The Secretary of State has said she doesn't think non-citizens are intending to break the law, and that's one of the reasons she wants the question to be included. But it's hard not to consider whether politics are also involved. Considering the fact that Governor Snyder pushed back against this issue coming before the legislature, are the politics more complicated than just Democratic and Republican, Bill?
Basically, the overarching issue here is, do we encourage as many people to vote as possible at all times, even if we perhaps run the risk of allowing a few fraudulent or illegal voters to slip through the cracks and be able to vote? That's one side. That's basically the Democratic side. The Republican side is, you know, it's not just a right to be able to vote. It's a privilege, and, you know, you should have all your papers in order, and you should be bona fide, and you should take it upon yourself to get to the polls. Republicans like low turnout. The lower the turnout for Republicans, the better the results in almost every election.
How much confusion is this going to cause at the polls in November if we have some county clerks refusing to ask voters to verify their citizenship? There's this lawsuit that could possibly still be lingering when November rolls around. What can voters expect, Bill?
Frankly, I don't think it's going to cause much problem at all on November 6th, but whatever problems it does cause, we'll hear about them right away. They'll be blown up and reported probably out of proportion to the difficulty they're really causing. Anything like this is probably going to slightly diminish turnout. The question is how much.
Bill Ballinger is editor of Inside Michigan Politics, and Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Bill, Susan, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Thank you.